You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
King of the Court podcast, season 4, episode number
17.
Good job, Steven.
Hey!
What's the remote control, Steven?
I got hands.
You got hands? You turned the TV down?
Yo, you got the wire.
There's buttons down there?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Never have a white shirt with 2-year-old kids.
I never get the white one.
Once you told my wife, don't get the white one. I love you, baby, but don't get the white one.
Did you go to the pop-up shop?
Nah.
Spider-Man? I can go to Target for that.
I low-key won one of those.
I did too, but I could have won to Target. I got
gray
the shirt.
With the black Spider-Man logo. I wanted that.
I didn't want to wait on that.
That shit was fire.
I didn't want to go to the pop-up. I had the kids. I was like, nah, we're not going, guys. We're not going.
But I liked the black, few of the black pieces that they had there.
Steph.
Yo, you're not celebrating.
Come on.
The Trailblazers won
you
the
championship. You're going to celebrate your Summer League championship?
Your championship ring. When's it coming?
It's to be expected. It's the calm before the storm. Yeah.
Steph, what would you rather have? The WNBA All-Star League All-Star Game trophy or the Summer League ring? What would you rather have? What's a better prize?
I'd rather go 3-for-3. This is just the start before we win the whole thing. I mean,
you're going to win the NBA title? You want to Larry O'Brien?
You got to wish it.
Wait,
into
what?
Existence.
Is that what you just said?
All we could do is try.
Yeah, stop drinking already.
You're going to win the Larry. He had 2 shots of Lobos.
I knew it.
All we could do is
shout
try.
Shout out LeBron.
This Lobos. Episode is sponsored by
Lobos.
Tequila.
Lobos.
Brian.
Brian for the culture.
Tequila.
I'm back, baby.
We got the coach now.
Because you know you don't have to hold that, right?
I didn't know.
I was telling y'all that.
You didn't say that. Normally it's like
mine.
I talk too low.
Hey, yo.
I'm holding that mic, you heard?
Pause.
You're putting it tight.
That was different. So where would you like me?
So what did you say to me?
Where would you like me to place the microphone?
Wherever.
On your lap.
Sick, man. What are we talking about, guys?
Big game, man.
What do we have? The big game of the weekend?
This is spooky here. What's the big game of the weekend? The Knicks?
The
Blazers?
The Drew League.
Drew League Burr?
Yeah, let's start off with some fun.
It's regular
Yo,
shit.
Why did LeBron do that? That guy's a bully.
That's regular
fact
shit.
I just love the fact that he pulled up for the culture.
You had DeMar on lock, though. I ain't even gonna lie.
Yeah, but it was the culture. Like,
you know what I like?
Pulling up is the
you know what I actually
strictly for the culture.
You know what I like?
Sneeko showed up specifically for Braun.
You know what I like, though? The niggas that actually pulled up to watch it.
Yeah.
Anytime Braun pull up, why would you not?
That's
a no.
But
no. It wasn't regular
all
people.
All the time, anyway.
It was not, though.
It is. Like, it's arguably the best city, like, it's arguably the best summer league
tournament
outside of Dykeman in terms of atmosphere, right? Because like Dykeman, you have access, like people on the court.
So what's,
the Drew League is inside. You
what's
know,
better to you?
To me, I'm biased. All right,
well,
I think better players play in the Drew League, but I think atmosphere-wise, Dykeman wins just because.
Who got the better summer performance? Durant with the 66?
Durant, nigga, you tripping.
Durant?
But you got to remember,
well,
Durant went on a
–
No. Durant went on a tour. Durant started in Rucker, scored 66 in Rucker.
What about Kobe, though?
Then, no, listen. Durant scored 66 in Rucker.
Uh-huh.
Then went to Dykeman, scored 38.
Uh-huh.
Then went to Pro City and had 44. He did that back-to-back-to-back. Niggas only played one game. Durant played the whole week.
Bron ain't got time for that shit. Take it
That's a fact.
Bron definitely don't got time for that shit.
Bron
don't
got
time for that shit.
He got time for it.
At the end of the day, it was great for the culture.
He was testing out retirement.
It was great.
He was testing out retirement.
Nah.
It was great. It was great.
Imagine coming off your 9-to-5, your weekend, your day off, and then all of a sudden you think you're going to play a game against your peers. All of a sudden, here, rumors start. LeBron and DeMar DeRozan are showing, and Kyrie's supposed to come.
I love it.
And now, you got to guard LeBron.
I would love it. I would love it.
No,
I would love that opportunity. I would love that opportunity.
That's your
LeBron
resume.
LeBron was going mad hard, bro.
I would love that opportunity.
He was spinning off niggas, banging it, catching it off the glass.
But look at it from another standpoint. Look at it from a different perspective.
Chris. I'm taking those highlights all over Europe. I'm going to every year.
This nigga ain't just get up that morning at the way Tito said it.
Nah,
they had to play, and then you go to LeBron.
Yeah.
That nigga just got off
work,
just made it there, and found out, I got to go to LeBron. All
right, hold on.
I didn't even want to. That's
not
corny, bro.
That's not corny.
The nigga in his eyes when LeBron hit the fadeaway, he's like, no.
That's not corny, though.
That's wild.
LeBron, that's wild, but it's not corny. Like, LeBron. Nigga, I got to, like, nobody else can, like, we're talking about him. Like, we're talking about him. We don't even know the nigga name, but we talking about him because
he
got to play against LeBron. Like, y'all niggas, like,
he gave LeBron 21, though.
But you playing with house money, nigga.
He
it's LeBron. Like, it's God status at this point, like, on the basketball side. Like,
21.
We're talking about a nigga. I'm matched up with a nigga that's, like, on the same level as Michael Jordan, Kobe, Magic Johnson,
all-time
great. He's, like, on the level of greatest all-time, and I get to play in a pickup game with this nigga?
Nah.
I'm playing with house money.
I
like,
sign up for that.
I can't
that's like me. That's like us coming to PAL, and then all of a sudden...
That's messed up, though.
Fucking Penny Hardaway's at PAL.
Check it up.
And
check it up. What's the worst that can happen? He killed me? What's
mean?
The worst?
Wait,
what's the worst that can happen? Nigga,
look,
you're a part of
nigga face.
Nigga, you're a part of history.
No.
You're a part of history.
You're on the wrong side of history.
It does, nigga, nobody's gonna care about LeBron scoring 42 in a summer league pro-am game. Like, nobody's gonna care about that.
Yes, they were. Drew LeBron was trending yesterday.
Because he showed up to the Drew League, not the nigga he like. His, nigga,
no,
nobody
not,
knows
not,
who the nigga
not the Drew League.
What's the nigga name
not
who's guarding? That's guarding. What's the nigga name who's guarding?
I don't know.
My point exactly. Nobody knows who the nigga is.
But
from a personal standpoint, if you get to say like, yo, I get to go against arguably one of my favorite players.
Niggas at his job when he go to work one day. Niggas is gonna be roasting.
What if he called
how?
Out?
How? Nigga, how are you gonna roast me? Nigga, you can't even get on the court.
How are you gonna roast him by saying like,
what if
no,
LeBron
did you see his eyeballs, nigga?
No,
he looked
no,
like
no,
he's
no,
seen
no,
a
no,
ghost.
No, no, no. How are you getting roasted by saying LeBron gave you 40? That's expected.
No, 46.
42.
LeBron gave everybody 46. Nigga, what are you talking about?
I'm the nicest nigga on the job, nigga. Fuck y'all niggas. And then
I still might be the nicest nigga on the job. Because I had 21 on, bro.
Still.
He did have 21
still. It is insulting when LeBron comes out of his hyperbaric chamber and you come out of your Target uniform
it's
that you gotta come and
man.
Play.
It's basketball.
It's not
like
basketball.
You got no right.
There are professional athletes that cannot guard LeBron. You talking about a dude that hasn't played professional NBA basketball and still dropped 21. What's wrong with that?
Why is the nigga that's guarding LeBron a big deal getting 46? But
when he
scores,
doesn't play in the NBA.
When he scores 42
he
on the Warriors,
not,
he's like, oh.
Yeah, when he doesn't play in the NBA.
He's playing for the love of the game. He ain't signed up to get dunked.
Yeah, but this guy is not a professional NBA player,
nigga,
and he still averaged 21.
Exactly.
Nigga, put me on the
so
court with Penny Hardaway
and
LeBron, nigga. I get to say, like, y'all niggas is talking about me, but y'all niggas can't get out there and play either. Y'all not good enough to get out there.
JT's worst nightmare is him waking
I got cooked, but you can't even. You can't even get in the building. You gotta stand on line.
John Starks for your car.
You gotta stand on line and get in like a regular. You gotta stand on line and get in a regular admission and hope niggas let you in.
Nah, I ain't with that, bro. That's sad.
I agree with that. I would love the fact that. Play against Bron in a game that don't mean shit.
And
I agree.
First of all,
in the summer league,
and
make sense
to
tripping.
LeBron. That nigga's arguing with the refs. You guys are looking at it.
Nigga, LeBron was trying to win that game because when LeBron were the refs and he do this.
Hold on.
He's trying to win.
You guys are only looking at it one way. This guy dropped 21. And they only lost by 2.
That was a big key.
They lost
that was big
I only lost by 2 because that nigga had DeMar DeRozan in hell, whoever that guy is. DeMar did like 8 spin moves. That nigga stripped him every time.
He was like 8 for 25. I was like, oh shit.
Yo, like, get over here.
Skip was getting that LeBron. He's at typical LeBron, 2 for 3. 2 for 13 from 3 and missed it. Missed clutch free throws. I said, like, this nigga.
Y'all over here bashing this guy that dropped 21 and only in his team.
I'm not bashing him at all. I'm just saying.
We feel for him.
And he only lost by 2.
Shout out to LeBron for pulling up, man, for even allowing niggas to. To even allow niggas to say, yo, I got to play against Bron,
you
know, even if it was in the dream.
Imagine if Kyrie came. Kyrie would have had niggas ankles.
Kyrie was supposed to play the next game.
And he never came.
Kyrie was doing Phil Handy's camp.
No, he was fucking somewhere.
No, he was doing Phil Handy's camp.
Yo, LeBron.
Him and Jalen Brown.
Yeah, he was probably tweeting about political issues.
Was over there.
Shout out to Kyrie too, man.
Funniest shit is LeBron took it easy.
I remember this guy.
LeBron took it easy. And
you said LeBron took it easy that game,
and those,
right?
Those dudes that he played against are probably still in bed, icing down. They played the game of their lives.
If LeBron,
they gave
you
everything.
Off, nigga. You flying.
They gave everything.
Shout out to the Knicks, man. Let's
Why?
Get to it.
Why?
Because we bring our own Donovan.
Nah, shout out to the Knicks.
Shout out to Donnie D.
I told y'all niggas a month ago y'all was getting nine. That's going
to
be a reason.
Shout out to Donnie D.
Nigga, no bullshit. I was sitting down thinking about this.
Nah,
we're going to have Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson, RJ, and Donovan.
Oh, that's the...
yeah, but Knicks don't want to include Toppin in the
my
deal.
My AC makes a guest appearance
want,
every episode.
I wouldn't give up Toppin. I'll give him
Jesus
more picks and someone else.
Bro, do you know what you guys are... Do you know what Utah's asking for
everything,
one dude?
Everything.
You're basically crippling your entire franchise. They want six...
No,
draft picks,
listen,
bro.
Nigga, we have 11 draft picks for the next 2 years.
They want all the protected in first and second round.
We can give it
teams.
To them and still have all our picks. That's what I'm saying. We have mad picks,
bro. Y'all want to give up 6 picks and 6 players.
I'm willing to give up 6 picks.
No, they don't
want
6
players.
I'm
willing
to give
them 6 players. No, they're not trying to give up the players.
I'm not doing that.
And they're looking for, Utah's looking for a big package from what I can see.
I understand that.
More picks.
From a business standpoint, nigga, pull the trigger.
From a basketball
standpoint.
Don't give up the people.
No, give up the picks. You
give
up
the picks
and you give up 2 players. You got to give up Grimes or fucking
Grimes
either quickly or
Quickly. You can flip a Mitchell.
Quickly
you can flip a player.
Stay. You guys will do yourself
a disservice. You're always going to have to sell more.
They probably going to give up Rose. I don't want to. They said that Utah wants Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose ain't going nowhere.
I would rather But the coach doesn't make that decision. And you might have to take away his favorite players so we can stop crippling it and over-rely on
these players.
Derrick
Rose can't go nowhere else and play.
But listen, about the Knicks. You over-rely on those players.
Derrick Rose can't go nowhere else and play. It's him and Tibbs to the day Tibbs retired.
If we trade him to Utah, chances are Tibbs might quit and go to Utah.
Exactly.
Just to coach Derrick Rose.
I was listening to a Nick podcast and the Knicks beat writer was like, you know, they asked for Derrick Rose and the Knicks don't want to because they said he's basically like family. They don't want to give up Rose.
That was such a dumb. Well, he was in the end.
So
it's true.
We'll see what happens.
He's been part of the team
for years. I'm looking forward to it. Another guy said he's seen Donovan Mitchell and his bodyguard, and he asked the bodyguard, and Donovan, they come in, and he just smiled and said, we'll see. So, I heard it's getting close because Knicks are the only ones that have the picks that they want. The Knicks are the only team.
Yeah,
Knicks and the Thunder, but the Thunder don't want to give up their young players.
And Danny Ainge sees it as this. You take 6 picks, you get a higher chance of getting your next team.
I do not like that guy.
They didn't draft.
Josh Giddey is going to be an afterthought.
Nah, he's nice.
Everybody's nice in summer league.
Nah, he was nice.
Josh Giddey was nice. No, he's nice in regular league.
Let's not do that. Hold on.
People
want to say that they're nice because there was no one else to shoot. Remember, Shai-Gilgeous was out. You gon' look good when you are the worst team in the league and you're basically taking up all the possessions.
Like
those are inflated numbers. Let's not do that. Inflated numbers.
You still have to do it.
But what's his assist numbers like? His assist numbers are high.
Inflated numbers.
Yes, he does.
How does Dame have
because he's the only one I can shoot on his team.
You know the competition Dame plays against?
So
the same competition.
They in the same
league.
Conference.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No. This is
the same league.
What's the winning percentage when Dame plays? What's the winning percentage when Giddy plays? That's the difference. He actually has an impact.
We're not putting Giddy in the same conversation as Dame.
He brought it up.
No, I'm saying you say it's inflated.
That's
numbers.
Not fair.
Because
no.
You say
put him in the same
numbers.
Conversation as Anthony Simons.
Who?
Giddy.
When
Dame is injured, yes, I agree with that.
So
what you said when Dame is playing, that's
but
not
but
a good thing. And Simon just got 100
yes.
mil.
But Simon can't pass and rebound like the way Giddy can. Giddy can up rebounds and
number
and
one, Simon is better than Giddy, so I would never put Giddy in the same conversation with Simon.
I don't know about that.
No,
I don't know yet. Like, he's done more, but, like, I don't know. Like, I think Josh Giddey is just as good as Anthony Simons.
I don't think we're starting to see how high Simons is.
Josh Giddey ain't better than Anthony Simons.
I didn't say better. I said skill.
No, he's not skilled. He's not skilled like Simons.
How old is Josh Giddey?
19.
Simons is 21.
But he's been in the league for, like, 3 years already.
Yeah.
He finishes
4 years.
Deal, so
yeah. I know that.
I like Josh Giddey, man. I think Josh Giddey.
Just think when guys go to bad teams and they have inflated numbers, everybody likes to deem them as nice.
I don't think
like,
you can control going to a bad team. No,
I know. You can't control that. But if they have inflated numbers, that doesn't mean that you're nice.
I agree that they don't mean
basketball completely different.
I understand that.
You can't.
So I think Josh Giddey is nice because I think Josh Giddey game. It's like Draymond Green. Is Draymond Green the same person if he goes to Detroit than he is at Golden State?
No.
Probably not. But I think Josh Giddey's the same basketball player whether he's on the Lakers.
That's what I
just whether he's on Portland, whether he's in OKC.
What pick
whether
was
he's
he
in
Josh Giddey?
It's a lottery pick, I think.
I
don't know if Josh Giddey numbers are the same. But I think his
12,
game is the same.
12-8-6.
That's what I disagree. I think his
12-8-6?
12-8-6 is gangster.
Wow.
It's hard as shit. To do it consistently is hard as shit.
Wow.
I agree with that. But if you're the only one touching the ball in the offense that really has no players, because let's say for this, half of the OKC team got injured. Like, let's put it like this. If Shaquille just was there, he would not be averaging that.
I still think he averaged 12.
But his game wouldn't even be like that either.
I still think he averaged 12. I think he does.
With Shay there.
I think so.
Healthy.
I think so.
I disagree.
I think 12-8-6. I think 12-8-6.
I think that 8 goes up. I don't think the points go down.
Because he just doesn't have the ball in pick and roll settings four or five times.
Yeah, but they'll play Gilt.
And I like Anthony Simons. Don't get it fucked up.
Shot
I like Anthony
as a two guard. They'll have a big backcourt.
And 17-2-3 for Simons on average.
The Thunder's going to be good next
Simon's
year.
Simon's really just exploded.
The Thunder
season.
Is not going to be good. They're just going to be fun to watch.
29 games, they're going to win.
They're going to be better.
You get all those picks. 39?
29.
But you get all those 29? Picks that the
I told
Thunder
you
had during the draft.
No, if we get Donovan Mitchell, 55.
Josh Giddey was pick 6.
55 what, wins?
Yeah. Josh Giddey did a shit,
that's
though.
A fact. Wrap it up.
He's okay. He's
back with the 55.
He's okay.
He's still at 50.
Josh Giddey did a shit.
I'm back with 55. I think on the...
We got one of the deepest teams in the NBA.
Yo, where's Sharif?
I think you have a better impact because he doesn't have to do as much.
Yo, can we trash the Lakers now? Is this the bashing the Lakers
statement?
No, I'm not bashing Lakers. Why are we bashing Lakers?
Because they're in shambles.
They are.
Jeannie Buss is sub-tweeting Bron.
She said she's not.
Of course she's going to say she's not.
I'm
nigga.
Not going to call her.
At the point of a sub-tweet, the perks were talking at 1 a.m., dogs. No one tweets at 1 a.m.,
first of all, it was Phil who logged into her
she
account.
She was on
and
those efforts. After she got into his medicine cabinet, he's 70, he's like 80 years old, and he already does mad drugs. So you know his perks are strong. She went in the cabinet, she
Yo,
was high, she started
what?
Getting in
Listen,
her feelings.
Phil Jackson's her boyfriend, right? That nigga hates LeBron and the posse. The posse being Rich Paul and the Clutch Mafia members. So he telling her, yo, you can't trust them. The posse is there. Rich Paul's a gang leader.
Guys, we gotta stop.
I'm telling you.
Please,
no, we don't
please,
have to
please.
Stop.
Yes,
this is all
do.
Factual information.
Yes,
who's Jeannie's bus? Who's the special advisor to the Lakers?
Tito.
Phil
Tito.
Jackson.
Tito.
Who's Jeannie's bus boyfriend?
Tito.
Phil
Tito.
Jackson.
Tito.
Who was
out.
On record saying
hear
LeBron rose with a posse? Phil Jackson.
Hear me out.
Is that Kyrie?
That's not Larry Hughes either.
Larry Hughes is one of my favorite players. That's Taj Gibson.
That's not Taj. That might be Taj.
Yeah.
That is Taj. I love Taj.
You said Kyrie to Larry Hughes and
Taj Gibson to Washington, D.C.
Mike Trout is out for the All-Star.
Good. He's been out his whole life.
Not everybody's out. There's like four starting pitches.
Mike Trout's a bust.
No, what? What? He's
a baseball backcast.
What lifetime are you living in?
Nigga, Shatani showed this thunder, my nigga.
Mike Trout is
that
Brandon Roy.
99 and hits two home runs in the game.
Mike Trout is Brandon Roy.
Mike Trout numbers is just as a designated hitter.
What has Mike Trout done? What has Mike Trout done?
He is Brandon Roy.
What has Mike Trout done? Has he even made playoffs? Has he even made anything? He sucks.
What has Ohtani done?
Citizen Award.
Ohtani has only broke records. He's fucking throwing 100 miles per hour and two home runs
record?
In the game, nigga.
Mike Trout's the Dame Lillard.
Nigga striking out 13 niggas in the game and then hitting three home
next,
runs.
We can't talk about baseball.
I'm not going to have that court. Yeah. I'm definitely not doing that. Yeah.
Baseball, they play on the court too, nigga.
They play on a field.
No, it's a court.
No, it's not. The court of dreams.
It's a field.
Court of dreams.
It's called Field of Dreams, by the way.
It's court of dreams.
No, it's Field of Dreams.
Who was your summer league standout?
David Roddy, by far.
Nigga, Quentin Grimes is the
hell no.
MVP.
David Roddy's been balling for Memphis.
Not more than Quentin Grimes leads the summer league in scoring, boy.
You get
that?
Just that's all that care about is
Quentin,
scoring.
Quentin Grimes was a first round pick.
Exactly, and this is second year.
First round pick.
I'm talking about fresh out of college balling. I ain't gonna lie, David Roddy to me, low key, especially for him being a late round pick, hooping. That nigga, him and Kyle Lofton Jr. We was just speaking about him.
Sean?
I have no summer league standout. I've been watching LeBron James highlights since the day the Golden State Warriors won the championship, and I realized the day LeBron James retires, I will not be okay.
Hopefully, I feel the same for Dave.
Okay, good.
Fuck out of here, I will feel the same.
No, nah, when Dave retires, that's, again, I'm biased. When Dave retires, it'll hurt my heart. That's all.
Do you think Dame is worth $60 million a year?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
You think
he's
so?
Top five.
Yes.
He's not top five.
He's top three in his position when he's healthy.
Okay. Yes, that is true.
He's top three.
Position. Yes. So overall, he's top 60? 10.
Yes.
Is that Jose Calderon?
Where are you getting these people
names
from?
They're dead.
Jose is nice, man.
They're older,
okay,
man.
Just so
that
you
nigga
know,
used to play for the Knicks.
No, just so you know what team.
That's Jose Calderon right there. Look.
Just so you know, with TVT, the players that they pick is usually from their region or the college that they attended. Like, Bayham's Army is usually a lot of guys that came from Syracuse. Like,
yeah.
Calderon,
he
wanted.
That's Jordan Hill. That nigga right there, Jordan Hill.
No, it's not. Jordan Hill's not playing no HBCU. Shut up. You're
ignorant. It's not Jordan Hill?
No! It's not fucking Jordan Hill.
Oh, who are these things? That's Paul Millsap right there.
These are the colleges that they came from.
It's Paul Millsap's son.
Nigga, Taj about to suit up. You seen him? Yo.
You know we're done after. We losing all the good vets. Knicks lose only the good vets.
Taj even to get paper.
My summer league standout, Daquan Plowden.
Who?
My point
what college?
Bowling Green, played with New Orleans. Y'all niggas don't watch summer league like
that. Nah, I did not watch it.
I know you didn't.
Did not watch
some of the guys are different.
I know you didn't.
Jabari Walker did good, though. As we all know. Jabari Walker did good.
Daquan Plowden.
Nah, David Roddy
Parker played good too.
David Roddy did his thing, bro. I ain't gonna lie. David Roddy, to me, again, for where he got drafted and how he performed, by far, killing.
That's Cam Thomas right there.
Yo, shut up.
Yo, it's not. And Cam Thomas did good in the summer league.
It's ironic that nigga
ass,
with that nappy
yo, Grimes,
hair.
Cam Thomas, I think they're overachievers, and those players shouldn't have been in the summer league. I think they were too skilled for the summer league.
Who?
Cam Thomas, Quentin Grimes. I think those players, they were too NBA ready to be.
Cam Thomas had Steve Nash.
A lot of NBA experience. So they're going
to
bust ass once you start playing in those games.
I agree with that.
Coming straight out of college, and then Quentin Grimes already 22. He's already had enough time and experience under his legs. You play a season in New York, you're ready for anything. Honestly, you go to any city. Caruso said it earlier today. He said, I didn't realize how bad the media was in L.A. Because I go to Chicago, I didn't realize how much y'all talk about the Lakers. Everything Lakers. He's like, I go to Chicago. I didn't realize it until I left.
Can we talk about the Clippers?
That. What, big money Clippers?
Clippers might have the best roster on paper.
Fuck the Clippers. Favorites to win the championship is healthy.
I agree.
The best two-way players in the NBA. They have all the wings. They're going to be guarding you all over. look at this.
Let me ask you.
Don't pull my hamstring.
Let's be serious. Let's take it. No. Let's be serious.
7 foot.
Let's be serious. Let's be serious. Let's take. This is me. Let's eliminate. Ask me a question. I didn't say anything. Let's just take let's take the Lakers and LeBron out of this. Let's say Lakers and LeBron. Let's say the Lakers and LeBron do not make the playoffs
again.
And everyone is healthy. The Clippers are winning the championship.
Yes.
The Clippers are winning the championship.
Yes. You shooting a three?
The Clippers are winning the championship if everyone is healthy.
If
everyone is healthy.
Yes.
So I'm going to I'm going to answer you with my opinion. Look at the top eight teams. Look at the top eight teams in the NBA. Jazz are already dysfunctional. The Lakers, anything is possible.
The Jazz is not the top eight no more.
I'm
just going to go down the list in terms of who was relevant going into this season. Jazz, dysfunctional. Portland still have to develop chemistry, right? Yeah, Portland, no, I'm talking about just going into this season.
They
have
like number 25.
Oh my God, guys! I understand it. I'm just talking about going into the season. Going down Memphis. Memphis might be the only contender.
Memphis about to catch a
Memphis
Minnesota
and Golden State. Minnesota still has growing up to do. You have Phoenix. So out of those four, you have Clippers, Phoenix, Golden State, Memphis. You telling me out of those four, Clippers don't have a shot?
You saying the championship though?
Yes.
You didn't even talk about the Eastern Conference.
No, that's
Robert Covington. Paul George, Reggie Jackson, Kawhi
Leonard, Iron
Man, Norman Powell.
Exactly. It's
Marcus Morris.
Teams.
They're going to be winging you to death.
Zubac, nigga. Nicholas Batum, nigga. John Wall, nigga.
Oh, we throwing up gang signs.
You got to remember, there's only four legitimate contenders.
No, I guarantee John Wall hits the fucking Dougie this year after he dunks on fucking LeBron's neck.
They're
hoarding wins at this point. If John Wall bring back the Dougie, I'm getting the fucking Clipper jersey. He bring back because
you can trade Morris for more height if you need to.
Like,
you have flexibility.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's bad.
He's sad.
That's a lot of wings.
I'm sad because I can't believe y'all think these
Powell
niggas win championships.
You have Pell and Covington along with Leonard.
So you telling me the Clippers were healthy?
These niggas can't play at the same time.
It don't matter.
Thank you, Chris.
Batum is playing the five last year. If they go small ball with Batum at the five, PG or Kawhi at the four and the three, you got John Wall and Reggie Jackson. Them niggas is they can go small ball, but big. They can put PG at the two, right? Kawhi at the three, Marcus Morris at the four, and John Wall at the one, and fucking Batum at the five. That's
so
a
you
big
like that
lineup.
Five, you like that five better than Steph, Clay, Poole?
No, I don't like
Wiggins,
the five.
And Draymond
Green? No, I do not. I think with Paul and Kawhi healthy, they
you
are the
like that five.
Yes.
Listen,
I
what
never
I'm telling
said
you,
five.
Nigga.
I did not say five.
Nigga, five. That's what's five on five.
I like that five.
I think that defense beats that offense.
Because Jordan Poole is a liability. Who's he gonna guard if they go small but big?
Who the fuck is Reggie Jackson guarding? Who the fuck is
Bobby
John
Smart
Wall guarding? Who the fuck is them two niggas guarding?
John Wall is a two-way player.
He was a two-way player
nigga.
8 fucking years ago.
Nigga.
Who the fuck is John Wall guarding there?
Who's he gonna guard in that lineup?
Who?
Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson can't move like that no more.
Yeah,
easy.
That's
dumb
fact.
John
Wall's not invested in coming over a bunch of fucking screens. Man.
It don't matter.
And
he will.
Who guarding Jordan Poole?
And nigga,
Bobby Smurda?
Go ahead. Bobby Smurda.
Fool.
Okay, who's guarding Paul George? Who's guarding Kawhi?
Wiggins and Draymond Green?
Absolutely not.
Andrew Wiggins did this year?
Like chicken and white sauce on a holla grill.
Andrew Wiggins did that to a team that just got there.
Nah, Wiggins
Kawhi
is the truth.
Leonard
Wiggins,
has, No, stop.
So who you putting Kawhi Leonard on?
Stop. Number one, no. Kawhi could guard anybody.
Who are you putting him on? Steph Curry?
I'll put him on Steph.
All right, cool. Who you putting Paul George on? Who? Pussy.
Paul George could guard Clay. Even matchup. They both got bad legs.
All right, cool. So there you go. So you still
got
to account for Jordan Poole.
Which John Wall can handle. Done. John Wall can handle Jordan Poole.
And y'all talking about John Wall in Washington Wizards, who was 4 years removed.
I'm not.
The last time John Wall played, he averaged 18 and 8.
Hear me out. I'm not talking about speed. I'm talking about from a physicality standpoint. Jordan Poole is soft as shit.
Even if John Wall
can handle him,
he's still faster than half the
league. Who guarding Andrew Wiggins?
Covington, Marcus Morris, Covington, 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 Covington
last time he played, he's averaged 18.
That's
and
not
hurt.
20.
Last time I saw
18 and
20.
So
you're
100% healthy.
Yeah, he hasn't played in 3 years. Yeah, nigga.
He's older.
When you
nigga,
have
but he took 3 years off.
George, you don't need John Wall to do that. As a
John Wall ain't even that old, my nigga.
No, no, John Wall is old in basketball.
Nigga, John Wall is 31.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
and
not
is,
old.
And
that's
4 years.
Yes, it is.
When niggas get drafted at 18, 19, yes, the fuck it is.
No, he's 31, but took 3 years off, so he's 2 years.
He's not the same player.
Bro.
He's not,
he's not the same. How? You've never seen him play.
Tito.
There's a reason why
Tito.
He didn't play.
He was hurt.
Tito. If he was the same player, so then we don't know.
Exactly. You don't know that.
Miraculously, just going to be up.
You act like when John Wall was healthy, he wasn't top 5 point guards in the league. Even if he loses a step or two, he's still faster and more athletic than anyone. Look how many times. Look at me. He was.
He wasn't.
In John Wall's era, he wasn't. He was a perennial all-star. The Clippers was making the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, not the Clippers. The Wizards making the Eastern Conference Finals playoffs every year. What are you talking about?
What
are
they making the Conference Finals?
They did.
You're a liar.
They did.
No, they did not.
You're a liar. Right, the Wizards went to the fucking Conference Finals.
No, the second round.
Semis.
What are you talking about?
The semis.
The second round. That's the second round.
And he broke the wrist. That's why they lost, right?
Exactly. They
were in the playoffs every fucking year versus LeBron. That's when LeBron was killing it. And prime LeBron, he was killing the league. They were battling LeBron with Deshaun Stevenson.
That was Gilbert
Stevenson.
Arenas. They was battling.
Yes,
he was never top five.
He was never top five. So what was he?
I'm giving right outside the top five, but he wasn't top five.
He wasn't better than Chris Paul.
He wasn't better than Russell Westbrook. He wasn't better than Dame. He wasn't better than Steph.
So at one point,
Dame wasn't in the league yet.
Yeah, he was top five.
Huh?
Dame wasn't in the league.
Dame got drafted 2012.
What
are
y'all
niggas
talking about?
What? Did Dame in the league for 10 years?
Yeah. What are y'all niggas talking about?
And he wasn't that deal. He wasn't better than John Wall.
I'm back.
Yeah,
took a little break.
He wasn't John Wall when he first came.
Here's all I'm saying.
When John Wall was an all-star and leading them niggas to the playoffs every year, John Wall was definitely top five. It was John Wall, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, Derrick Rose, and Deron Williams.
Facts.
John Wall was in that top five.
Son, the nigga played in 2020, the nigga played 40 games, 32 minutes a game, averaged 20.6 and 7 assists a game.
When John Wall was an all-star and it was going to the playoffs,
Wall was top five when it was Curry, CP, Westbrook ahead of him early 2010s. Mm-hmm. And then when you get Kyrie coming into the league,
Dame, and then
Lowry.
10 years ago, huh?
No, we're not. 2016, he averaged 24 and 10 and 11.
All right, you know that's coming on year 7.
Guys, this is 2022.
Jungle, what's up?
We going on year 2022
and 2023. Here's all that I'm saying. The Clippers have a shot to win the title just because of the duo that they have. Everybody else
in that starting five don't
need to do much. When you have Kawhi Leonard and Paul George that are two versatile wings at that. In basketball, where it is a wing-driven league.
Y'all are weird. I didn't say y'all not making sense. The last episode I was on, go back and play. That niggas was throwing the book at Paul George. That was violating
powers.
That was him.
Yeah,
he called a pandemic P. I never said that.
All of a sudden y'all banking on power Paul George.
No, I'm not banking on Paul George. Paul George just got married. Shout out to Paul George.
The Clippers are built to withstand Paul George becoming Paul George.
No.
What is Paul George becoming? What
year? Great number two.
When you have Kawhi Leonard. How the fuck long are we gonna get this nigga to become the great number two?
Because that's all he has to be when you have Kawhi Leonard next year.
Nigga been in the league. He's been in the league 12 years.
And that's all he's going to be now, a number two. When you have Kawhi, this is what I've been saying. Paul George as a number one option cannot get anybody there. When you have Kawhi Leonard next to you as a duo,
still ain't get there yet.
I understand that. Again, I said when healthy, in the era where it is a wing position, era. Right, and you have the two
wings. You know who want the two best versatile wings? Kevin Durant is still in the fucking NBA. That nigga's hot.
You know who else? You know who else is gonna be?
You don't know where Kevin Durant is. Kevin Durant don't have nobody.
All right, cool.
So all right,
cool.
You know who?
Who's
you know
more productive than Paul George?
Giannis?
No. Brandon Ingram, nigga. Brandon Ingram.
I don't want to hear nothing about Ingram because I've been raving about Ingram for a long time. Y'all actually bashed me when I said Ingram. He was a most improved.
Huh?
So let's not talk about Ingram.
He's getting there.
He's more effective than Paul George.
Not two-way. Not two-way.
He's younger.
Not a
two-way
player.
In your prime,
George made bones on defense.
Hey, you know who else is going to be? You know who else is going to be? You know who else is going
to
be healthy next year?
They gave me hell when I was a fan of Ingram. Now
I said Brandon Ingram to the one.
Kendrick Nunn. But like I said, you know who else is going to be healthy next year? The same niggas that gave them problems, the Denver Nuggets. The two-time MVP.
I forgot about Denver.
Yeah,
Denver is in the conversation.
Yeah, I bet you
I
did.
Forgot with Michael Porter and Jamal Murray.
Yeah,
I agree with
did.
That.
Brokeback will never be.
Nah,
right.
He's not. I don't think.
No, Bones is
a great pickup.
I would never count out Denver.
Bones is an explosive.
I would never count out Denver when you got. Okay, so there we go. There's only five legitimate contenders: Clippers, Denver, Phoenix, Memphis.
No.
Golden
but you're
State.
Still talking about the
we
West.
About,
we're saying
yeah.
the whole NBA.
I hope the Clippers do well. I like John Wall.
We still got Boston in
the West. I like John Wall.
I love John Wall as a basketball player. No, someone in the West.
In the West, to come out the West is going to be difficult. But there is
each conference only has four.
I love the way the roster is built.
Each conference only has 4 to 5 legitimate contenders. That's it.
If y'all niggas think Kawhi Leonard is guarding John Morant for full series, y'all niggas is hot.
Oh, no. Not at all.
No,
I wouldn't put
not.
It on
John
that's
Morant is
not.
About
that's
to catch a RICO charge.
That's what Covington and Powell is.
This guy, it went to the moon.
That's what Covington and Powell is.
Listen, John Morant's going
that's
to jail.
That's what who is for?
To guard
John
Blanks.
Morant is going
is
to jail.
To take off.
He's
nobody's guarding
John
Morant.
Morant.
But you have to eat that.
You got
to
do about committee.
You stop the other players. You don't stop John Morant.
John Morant is going to be with Miles Bridges. On the Rikers Island basketball team. Son, he's telling
Rikers
people,
Island.
He's telling people on Twitter he has the 30 on him. And
he lives in Memphis.
And if my gang is with me, rehab 180 because all five of us got the 30s.
As
he's
sure,
six of us
he
got
lives
30.
In
six.
Memphis.
Great math. Great. I was going to get on you. That's great math.
Because it was five plus him, so it's six.
That's great
yeah.
Math. That's great math.
You got, they all got 30s, and he's threatening people on Twitter all day.
What he's talking about his starting lineup.
No, he's not. What? None of them niggas average 30. Niggas yeah,
what team does John Morant play for?
Don't matter what team
he has
for.
A right to do that in Memphis.
No,
he's yes, sore. He does.
You see his family pictures?
That's why he got to do that. He's playing in Memphis.
First of all, his pops is Usher.
And the nigga walks around going to these different restaurants just like that too. Like, he got to walk with that.
My nigga Miles Bridges living his raps. That's my idol.
Look at how he moving.
How is he your idol?
No,
is that what you idol?
There's a lot of things I can say, not on air.
You know, Tito's the most negative.
I'll tell you that right now.
Do you think he plays this season?
No.
Who? Domestic violence? Nah.
Yo, does this nigga just say Google me?
No.
That's going to be terrible.
In any sport right now, that's a mandatory suspension. That's a
Miles
given.
Bridges will play next year.
Nah.
I wish he played.
No, he will, but he's going to be suspended.
Listen, if he plays next season, I'm getting Miles Bridges jersey.
Oh, he's going to play.
What?
He probably might get like 15 games.
What?
Like
as soon as I come from work,
I don't think there's any rule in the NBA about.
Nigga, Kobe.
Nah, domestic violence cases, bro. It's suspension.
Kobe, rest in peace.
Baseball,
he butt raped the woman
suspended.
And played.
You gonna catch that
there's
basketball.
Kobe
Bryant was up for rape.
He butt raped the woman.
Kobe Bryant was up for rape.
No, he did not rape anybody.
He
butt raped say that.
Beasley. I didn't say he did.
I said
Beasley was suspended. Beasley was suspended.
No, he was not on trial for rape.
He was on trial for sexual assault.
Nigga,
no, that was not
what's
the term.
What's the NBA player that beat up his mother?
What was it? I have to Google the term.
Mother?
Google the term.
But that was not the
term. If you're telling me that domestic violence
was
way worse than what he
was Kenyon Martin's mother was loud.
He actually went,
no,
like,
somebody,
he was in court.
Some sports
what?
For his mother.
Okay, cool. But he wasn't up for rape.
What was it?
I'm getting there.
Lance Stevenson.
Fuck up.
Lance Stevenson threw a bitch down the steps.
That was in college.
Same shit?
No, it was in college.
Well, what does that mean?
It was during the biggest
tournament.
It was during
college,
yeah.
Too.
Was
during
the biggest tournament.
Listen,
what?
Google
the
Chris,
tournament.
Nigga. Google Chris.
Google me. Google me.
That was crazy.
What did I do?
Don DeMarco.
What did I do? What did I do?
We ain't gonna talk about that on air.
Talk about it on air. What did I do?
We ain't gonna talk about it.
I didn't do anything.
Oh yeah, listen. We all have careers.
Look at the five fingers face in the
Let's move
on. You can Google me, man. I've never been arrested. I've never been charged.
You all have careers, man. Right after the game.
Not going to
How much I had that game?
You probably had like 30, but you.
All right.
you probably had another five or after.
I've never been charged for anything. Never been arrested.
Yo.
Never been detained.
Man.
There weren't even no police involved.
Yeah, nigga, because they fucking sent. They sent my nigga.
The shot heard around the world.
I mean, half court.
They sent my nigga Ray Donovan to fix that.
Yo, this nigga stopped the game, and we wasn't even playing.
Google Chris, my nigga.
We can talk about it. That was
statute of limitations.
We're not talking about that.
It doesn't matter. We have careers.
We're not doing that.
We have careers.
It's statute of limitations.
We're not talking about that.
If you know, you know.
The
he was there, you was there.
Were there, and they know.
If he was there, you was there.
That's it.
The reason why y'all niggas don't talk to me any kind of way either.
Yeah, we know. I thought you was Chris Brown for a minute.
Breezy.
That's his new name. Breezy.
Get your shit in front of you.
Never let it go. Never let it go.
Yo, Steph.
Nothing happens, Steve.
Let me tell you something. Don't ever do anything in front of JT.
Yo, I know.
He don't let this shit go for me.
Listen, it always happens in front of him.
I'm a law
abiding citizen. He's like tall. He sees everything.
I know everybody's deep, dark secrets.
I'm
you
a
know the crazy thing about him? He comes off so sympathetic.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how he gets you.
And then all of a sudden, a week later, like, yeah.
During the whole thing, you have a heart to heart with him. He's like, "Rope you in," and he's like, "Ha ha! I remember you shooting police."
Gotcha, nigga.
Yo, Sean, why are you so sad about LeBron?
I'm not sad about LeBron.
The Lakers win this year.
The way in the championship.
You're a Kendrick Nunn. He said on Twitter. He said, "Keep that same energy."
Let me say something.
Because that nigga, he said, man, damn, I should pull up to the Drew League. And niggas got in his comments like, nigga, you should pull up to the Lakers.
Let me tell you something.
He said, keep that same energy.
Let me tell you something about Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn is living every NBA fan, or especially every LeBron James fan.
It was
fans.
Malik Monk, because he had Iggy with that big kick.
No, but Malik Monk played.
Kendrick Nunn was on the Lakers.
The glow up on Iggy is real.
Yeah,
Kendrick Nunn was on the Lakers for an entire season. Sat courtside and actually had to have interactions with LeBron for an entire year without playing a game.
Malik Monk is on the
Lakers. I'm never going to count the Lakers out when they have a healthy LeBron. When you have a healthy LeBron, anything is possible. Winning the championship, that might be a reach, but being competitive. And you have LeBron, and we all heard what LeBron said.
Can we leave LeBron alone? This is year 20. Can we just enjoy it?
Can we just enjoy it?
This is year 20.
I've been asking y'all niggas to enjoy LeBron for 6 years now.
I've enjoyed LeBron all 20 years. Pause.
All these free agents teams were all talking about, oh, this team did good, this team good. What team made those moves, all the moves, and are going
to
be trash next season?
How long does a nigga have to play before we stop holding them to a certain standard?
You can't. Doesn't matter.
He's
such
the
such
standard
a,
now.
He's such a.
He is the standard.
He
so
said,
how do we get mad at him for anything he does?
He set such a standard.
We need something to talk about.
He set such a standard and a precedent that you have to hold him accountable for everything.
You guys know what we got
to
do? Eliminate social media. That's what put him in
this
position.
This is his, no.
So where we always got to debate
this is,
him.
No, this
that's
is,
really where
oh,
he came
no,
from.
Fuck that. This is his fault.
Yes, how
this
is
his
fault?
You want to be this big? You want to be this great? You want to be this well-managed and well-business and well-maintained in your business and life? Then we're going to come at you from every aspect and overanalyze it.
Well,
when you're that great, you know why? Because KD's right here. Because Giannis is right there. Everybody, the gap is so big. The gap is so big. He is bigger than basketball. He's bigger than the sport. Giannis isn't bigger than the sport. He's big. He is up there with the president. He is up there with all the other things that make the world tick. LeBron's bigger than all of them. So we're going to break him down, every single thing that we can do, and we're going to have something to talk about. He could fucking cure cancer, AIDS, and COVID all at the same time.
Yeah,
and we're going to say, what the hell did he do for the poor people?
But
so that's
that,
just the way the world works. He did a good job.
All of that is meaningless.
He did a good job?
Bringing his brand up to the point where he can't even eat breakfast without you discussing
breakfast cereal is good for you or bad for you, and what's the negative on Taco Tuesday?
LeBron gave us a school.
School.
He's giving you guys
bodied at that school, you heard?
He's giving y'all health care next.
Niggas getting bodied at that school.
He's about to.
LeBron gave us a school. There will be no more LeBron James.
LeBron gave us a school while he was an active player. Don't leave that out.
Yeah.
Don't leave that out.
So what? Patrick Ewing came in 2017.
And you know, I mean, you know, he had Miami.
LeBron
like
has achieved
years.
Everything he needed to achieve and to meet every aspect of his life. He challenged the sneaker.
This
game.
Man is doing this.
He's a billionaire.
While
the man,
still an active player.
Exactly.
Is that
not all? While he's an active
player. Like, not only is he, did he build Akron, he created schools. He challenged the sneaker industry when we only thought that it could be Michael Jordan and no one else.
This sneakers is trash.
Don't say that. You
nobody
a liar.
Nobody in here.
Yeah,
is a fan of LeBron.
You're a liar.
How many niggas in here? Oh, this nigga, LeBron, biggest fan. You got those
okay.
for free.
Tell that to Nike.
Multiple pair of LeBron.
You tell that to Nike.
You got those for free. You went in the store.
Yes.
And purchased with your hard-earned money a pair of LeBron.
Yeah, absolutely. Much better working for life.
Oh, but you should discount.
Tito, you're talking about
just purchase them, man.
LeBron,
I got some Air Force Ones.
You have a pair of LeBrons.
Yeah, you want me to go get them?
I think LeBron's kind of. I had a pair of LeBrons.
I have LeBrons. You
seen
me playing? Yo, you know what's funny?
I never seen y'all niggas get to fly with
yo,
a pair of LeBrons.
You know what's funny?
Y'all
yo,
like
I have a Facebook memory
if
that
I
came when we were playing in
All
Star.
Okay,
I have a pair of LeBron 7s.
I
played on Zoom Soldiers.
Miami night.
I have a pair of
14s.
I got like 5 pair of LeBrons.
Miami
LeBrons.
No,
Miami. When LeBron went to Miami, LeBron started getting way more popping. By 2012,
okay.
More than
now, why we're on sneakers, but let's leave Jordan out.
That's not
top
what I said.
Five basketball sneakers.
I said he challenged the sneaker
not
industry.
Jordan's.
Pennies.
Yeah.
Up tempos.
No. That's the up tempo.
The best basketball sneaker is.
I'm talking about style, not Kobe's.
The best
basketball
sneaker, the Nike Kobe's.
Yes. You talking about like I'm gonna wear this basketball sneakers out like outside?
I'm talking about
function.
Fly.
Oh, fashion.
Pippins, Penny's, Pippins,
Barclays,
for
Fax,
sure.
Vince Carter,
Jason Kidd with the little
Vince Carter.
Those are yeah.
Vince Carter.
The Shocks.
Not the first Shocks, the second ones with the
yeah.
Shocks, with the small Shocks going at the side, and then the four
ain't
Shocks in the back.
Shocks,
I was definitely wearing Vince Carter. Everybody when I was
playing
the ball, everybody in all was wearing VCs.
To get fly?
Everybody was getting fly
that
VCs.
Was,
VCs.
I gotta
I'll show you which VCs.
Those was the ballin' sneakers before Kobe's was the big ballin' sneakers.
I got a sleeper for y'all niggas.
What, the Tim Duncan's?
Dennis Rodman's, Air Bacon's, Duncan's.
Okay.
The Duncan's were the deposits, right?
Nigga, I sold my pair.
The Tim Duncan's, the Nike Tim Duncan's was definitely
yeah, those. Them shits was hard.
The Tim Duncan's
The Tim Duncan's was fire.
Them shits is mad heavy,
with
though.
The,
yeah.
Them shits
was like, boom, boom.
Shits had, like, molded.
Yeah,
this shit
was
like, shits was like the size of a car.
I'm
like,
wearing a size 14. I'm putting them shits on my cat that's getting brought, like, walking in them shits.
It's a lot of it's fiberglass.
Son, that shit was, like, 30 pounds. Yeah, it was fire. See, yeah.
Niggas was wearing the Vince Carter 3s.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'll probably
see.
This nigga Sean is watching men in fucking boom shorts.
You look like Junkyard Dog. Anybody ever told you that before?
Who?
You look like Junkyard Dog.
The basketball player?
No, the wrestler.
The wrestler? Yeah. So Jules really the Junkyard Dog.
Shout out to Jules.
And you fucking Rey Mysterio.
Yo, I'm out of here, man. I love you, Jules, man. I'm out of here.
Shout right. out to the Almanac Show.
All right, Red Leaving, too.
But it gave you guys more time than we promised you. We weren't supposed to come back till October, but Chris was up here and he wanted to record, so.
Y'all said supposed to come back in October? Which one of y'all niggas is driving?
Oh, you should have never told
no
me.
No one's
that.
Driving
you,
Tito. We don't care how you get in.
The
I'm going to Gangland.
Yeah, I got you. I'm ready.
King of the Court podcast, season 4, episode number 17. What
the
we
Knicks,
missing?
Before I leave, right?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
The Knicks are guaranteed the 4th seed again. Nigga, we're gonna have Brunson, Mitchell, RJ, Jules,
you're
Mitch.
Not a 4th seed. Not
boom.
Even on your best day.
Nigga, son, we got four 20-point scorers
not even
right there.
On your
I don't
best
wanna give
day.
Up quickly. I don't wanna give up quickly.
Nigga, we can, nigga, fuck quick, nigga. When you get Donovan Mitchell, I bet you Stephen A gonna be slurping on the fucking team.
Alright, relax. Kick
slurping
out
and jerking.
We out.
Slurping, I got